This is a HeadGum Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, our favorite place to make websites, right, Lo?
I love Squarespace, and I'm pretty good at the internet, so I can build a Squarespace website in like 2 hours.
No, it's literally the best. Also, no matter who you are, you deserve to have a website. Whether you're an architect, or a fashion blogger, or a chef,
or a policewoman,
or you're trying to sell your beautiful pottery online, you can literally do it all on Squarespace. They have the most beautiful templates that have been created by the best designers in the world.
They're seriously so beautiful, you guys.
They also have amazing e-commerce so that you can truly sell anything online. And also you have the ability to fully customize the look, the setting, everything with just a few clicks. It's so, 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 so easy. Also, there's nothing to ever patch or upgrade, so you don't even need to worry about it. It's like your website just updates itself and that's it.
Yeah. If this is like your first website you've ever built, if you were on another platform, you would quickly discover that you have to do all of these like updates all the time. And it's so annoying. And on Squarespace, you just don't. It just happens automatically. So it's pretty cool.
Also, there's free and secure hosting and 24/7 customer support. So do what you need to do today, which is make a website.
You can also get your own domain.
Yeah. By going to Squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code
LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N,
to save
10%
off of your first purchase of a website or domain.
Woohoo, do it.
Hello, beautiful world.
Hi. Hey, Greta.
I never intro the show anymore because it's too much of a song.
I like it when you intro the show.
Do you?
Yeah.
You guys, it is 10:17 in the morning and I am still drunk from last night.
No, I'm still tired from life.
Yeah?
I am. I think I would like to sleep for 12 hours.
I'm creating discount codes on Love Wellness right now.
That's exciting. How's Love Wellness going?
It's going great, you guys.
Could you give us a discount code for our listeners?
Yeah,
you should.
So, actually, I'm like, you guys, can I just tell you first a funny story?
Yes.
So I'm dealing with website stuff all morning and like DNS records and propagating domains and stuff like that.
Yes.
And it finally just went through. And so on my new website, The Lowdown, there's like a little panel bar that promotes a Love Wellness discount. Because the month of October is Love Wellness's 1 year anniversary, remarkably enough.
So like OMG
October,
peepers.
November is our 1 year anniversary. So I'm creating a discount code birthday right now. Let me make sure it works.
1 year is
really
great.
This is exciting. 1 year is amazing.
I don't know. You can tell a lot after 1 year.
You can.
And,
you can.
It's going really good, y'all. If you haven't tried Love Wellness, you totally should.
It's the best. Clean your vag with all that stuff. Pop those boric acid things
it's
in your
really
puss when you need it.
It's really not about cleaning your vag.
It's wash
just about
with
helping
it.
Your vag exist in a beautiful
yeah, no,
way.
I mean, wash yeah. it with the pH balance cleanser.
Well, yeah, you can use the pH balance
Take
cleanser.
Take the probiotic.
Right. So if you guys don't know, it's pretty much like I started Love Wellness because I had a lot of vag problems.
Yes.
Like a lot of women. Like you get yeast infections or UTIs or BV or whatever. And I was going to the gyno all the time. And the prescriptions they were giving me just kind of like would work temporarily, but not really for the long haul. It was
right.
like a chronic issue. And it turns out if you have problems like that pretty consistently, it means that you have some issues in your gut that you need to address. You're having like an inflammation issue throughout your whole body.
Yeah.
So you need to address it in your gut first, like with great probiotics, with great vitamins. So I developed two of those products for Love Wellness. So the probiotic, the strains in that probiotic match the strains that occur organically in the vagina. So like everything just starts to be really smooth.
Yeah.
And then we have our best-selling product is the Killer. So that's an over-the-counter drug. So it's a boric acid suppository, and it is literally the only thing I've ever used that has gotten rid of an infection in like 5 seconds.
So you put that inside or you take it in your mouth?
You put it inside. You cannot take it. Do not take it orally.
Do not take, guys, you heard it here first. Do not take it orally.
Do not take by mouth.
No. Well, this is so exciting, though. I'm so proud of you.
Gets rid of infections. We have like hundreds of 5-star reviews on the site. People like love it, so I'm so happy that I launched it. And it's doing really well. Anyway, that's
because Lo, you're an all-star entrepreneur, and we love it. And you should be so proud of yourself that you launched a badass company for my favorite people, women.
Yeah,
agree.
It really empowers women. I get so many thank you emails every day.
Yes, we need to
thank you. You changed my life. Thank you. Like, my pussy's amazing.
Yeah, sex with me so amazing. Yeah.
We're performing live.
We are.
November 12th. And we will change your life November 12th at 4 p.m. as well.
Yeah. Where are we performing?
We're performing at Caroline's on Broadway at 4 p.m. It's a nice little time on a Sunday. And then if you guys are feeling like you want a double dose of us, because I'm going to make Lo come and Jillia's taking part in it, you guys should also come to my bat mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
On November 9th.
What is this bat mitzvah that I'm doing? I've committed to being a part of Greta's bat mitzvah, and I'm very confused.
You guys, are you genuinely being bat mitzvahed?
No, I'm having a celebratory. I was like toying with the idea, but then I was like, no, that's too offensive. I can't do that. There's no rabbi there, but here's the thing.
And I'm a friend of Jewish people, Jill Levin, so I would be there at your bat mitzvah.
Here's the thing. My b'nai mitzvah was just not what I want it to be, and I've decided...
For those of you that don't know what a b'nai mitzvah is, it's when you share your bar bat mitzvah with another person.
Yeah.
And Greta had to do that.
I had to do it, and it was not ideal, so I'm taking it back.
Okay.
And I'm having a celebration for it, and it's going to be a celebration and a show, and Jillia is going to take part in it, and Lo might take part in it, too.
Love to take part.
So that's going
to
be November 9th, and I'll post about that too, and you guys should definitely come to our live show because that's going to be Trey Lit.
Cool. I'd love to.
So buy your tickets to Lady Levin Live November 12th on the Caroline's website.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fab.
We had our first live show at Caroline's.
And we're having
And it popped off.
Yeah, it's going to pop off.
It was great. What I really loved about it is how vulnerable all the women were that came up and asked those questions.
I feel like that
was really brave.
Right.
Really cool.
So if you come, be prepared to ask really cool questions.
Actually, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I have an idea. My idea is everyone that's coming to our live show, everyone should have a question. And then that way we'll have all the questions in the world to choose from. And it's going to just be the best show on the planet.
I have a question. We're not live.
What?
How do you stop yourself from overanalyzing every situation with men? There's my Lady Levin question of the day.
Here's what I think.
Because that's what I'm doing this week, and it's driving me a little crazy.
No, you can't do that because, number one, first of all, you need to think about the amount of time you're spending thinking about this person and why you're feeling anxious. Usually when you're feeling anxious, it's because there's not an open line of communication. And you don't know what the other person is thinking, and you're analyzing like a text exchange. Are you analyzing like a text exchange?
No, just a situation I'm having with a male.
That you're like dating casually.
Yes.
And you feel like as though you're in a gray area.
Yes.
Because it has been it's been quite a handful of dates, quite a number of dates.
Yes, but I feel like we're not at the place where we're not there yet.
Right, you know but are you feeling anxious because you just don't know how he's feeling? Like, you don't know his feeling towards you?
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. But I feel like it's like you can't really know. Like, I've been in relationships that have, you know, the one serious relationship I was in, the guy told me he loved me after 2 months.
Right.
It was horrible. Like, we had, like, a bad relationship. You know, it wasn't, like, healthy. We, like, lived together after 5 months. And, like, I don't want any of that. Like, I don't want to rush anything. I don't want, you know, I don't need those words. I don't need to be boyfriend, girlfriend. I just am confused. And in my mind, I don't know how to process like the casual dating until you get to a place where you're comfortable.
Right.
And I get scared that because I feel like insecure and uncomfortable, that I'm going to let my insecurities step in the relationship,
ruin the relationship,
ruin, like, the possibility of the relationship because I feel uncomfortable instead of just being like, it's okay. Like, that's what dating is.
Because
I've never been great at dating.
Right.
I also think that end up in a relationship with this person without trying to make yourself more comfortable in this period of time, he's going to get the impression that you're this like quiet, unassuming, don't need anything kind of woman. And like, I think that a lot of people end up in relationships where they feel like hoodwinked you later. They're like, you're totally different than I thought you were. And so I think that like trying as best you can to like find the confidence within to communicate what you need, even in this early period of time, in a really reasonable way, is the right thing to do, because you're at least establishing boundaries and like setting the framework for what you really need in a relationship. If you aren't able to do that like early enough, it's harder to do that down the line.
I feel like though I'm not even like at that place, because I also feel that when I'm with him, if I'm uncomfortable, I like speak up, or you know what I mean? It's not like I have all these feelings that I'm keeping inside. It's
more just the difference between speaking up when you're with him and speaking up when you're not with him?
Well, I have nothing to say now more than just like,
you just want to know how he feels about you.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Or just like, you know, I'm always like to like be in the know of everything. Like I'm never the type of person that like surprises. I don't like to wait.
Unfortunately,
you know,
like,
I think that's like the process of it. So instead of like, I don't really feel like there's like any conversation at the moment that I need to have, or that I'm like need to be like treated differently. It's more just I want to be okay with the
unknown,
letting, yes, and letting like a relationship naturally
develop.
Progress.
Yes, okay.
That's
so
the
this
thing
is
that I'm struggling
this.
With.
It's hard because when like you, I think all three of us, I think most people love to be in control,
right? For sure.
And when you're dealing with something where, number one, like you're not in control, and then number two, it's like dealing with love,
yeah,
or you know, feelings and emotions. It's like genuinely the most vulnerable feeling on the planet to feel like have no control over a situation that's like makes me feel so vulnerable and insane inside. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But
I don't like feeling vulnerable. I think that's my number one issue is like,
I think most people don't like feeling vulnerable.
Like, this is exactly everything. But like, you can't expect everyone to like think the same way that you do. And you have to like respect that.
All the bad stuff that you feel, nobody likes to feel that way.
Yeah.
Like that's universal.
Yeah.
And typically when you feel bad, the person who's quote unquote doing it to you doesn't even realize that they're doing it to you.
Yeah.
And like,
true,
that's why I'm
bad.
An advocate of communication.
Like, you have to communicate.
Yeah.
What's so hard with being like, hey, like, can we like talk a little more often?
A lot of people don't, like a lot of people don't want to, they're so scared. This is what Julie's saying. Like, they're so scared of being vulnerable, of being,
yeah,
that person that's like, hey, this is what I need. So many people can't vocalize what they need, which is why they end up getting in these really frustrating relationships,
right,
where
the only way to like to stop being that kind of person is to
start communicating.
Is to start communicating and to like make actionable change in your own life. You'll never learn the lesson that you need to speak up unless you start speaking up.
I think you're missing my point. I'm not talking about feeling like I want to speak up or that there's anything
just,
I need to speak up about. I'm just saying, when you're in the place where you're dating someone, when you're in the place where you're dating someone and you're not yet in a relationship,
right,
all that unknown stuff is
it's just coping with that, dealing with that,
exactly,
of course.
It's nothing to do with like feeling like I need more at the moment, because I don't know what exactly I want in general, but like, mm-hmm, I just, the uncomfortableness of like the dating is just an interesting thing.
Well, I think that, you know, you're doing, everyone feels this way when they're dating. That's why dating is so difficult, because you're just dating and you're just like, I like this person. We spend time together. Like,
right,
I, you know, we've gone on X amount of dates. Like, I don't know what's going to happen next. But also, it's like really fun. And you must remind yourself that you're free and you can go and do whatever you want and experience whoops ever you want. And no man's tying your ass down. And you should just let it ride. Strap on that seatbelt.
I've never been one to date more than one guy at once.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You can do whatever you're comfortable with. I have one more thing to say.
Say it.
Most relationships require a kind of uncomfortable conversation and like one person bringing it up to actually like move forward into a relationship place.
Agreed.
And mostly it's the woman, because the guy just like wants to have his cake and eat it too for as long as he can. And so like you're gonna have to have an uncomfortable conversation at some point to get what you want. Like this fantasy of like the guy comes in and just sweeps you off your feet and is in love with you and wants to be your boyfriend and like send you roses and do all that stuff. Like, yeah, that sometimes happens, but not most of the time.
But you know what's annoying? And this
like never happens. Or if it happens, that when that's happened to me, it's never been like the right guy. I'm like, bye, right. You're crazy.
Exactly.
That happened to me. That was like, that happened to me with Will.
Will
was like flowers.
He didn't give me flowers, but he like really.
He was like there.
He was like very adamant about liking me, and like yeah, he was ready to be in a relationship with me. Like
he's a really confident person.
He's a very confident person with his feelings.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a lot of it. Also, yeah. I feel like that is like a huge thing, the feelings thing, and being like able to be emotionally available, but I feel like that takes some people like a very long time to get there to feel comfortable.
Unless you fucking talk about it.
Yeah. Also,
hello, listen to me. Talk about your feelings.
You have to talk about them because the worst situation that I've gotten myself into, which I think you are scared that you might be getting yourself into, is when you do this annoying thing where you're just like hanging out with this person for like months. And you guys have the best time, you hang out, you have sex, all this stuff, but like nothing changes. And then you're kind of just like, wait, I've been hanging out with you for like 6 months. I have feelings for you. Why hasn't this evolved into something else? Like, what's going on? I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. Like, am I okay with this? And if you're okay with that kind of relationship, then Godspeed. But if not, then yeah, you need to have for the sure. conversation.
I think truthfully, like the person that I'm dating at the moment, like I said, we're not there yet and I want to take it slow. So I'm like not, I don't, that's like, I
then
don't need to
be having those conversations. Just let it ride. Just relax.
For sure. All I'm saying is just the unknown of dating, like where you just both don't know.
Yeah, it's stressful.
It's very stressful.
It's really stressful. And
it's very hard to have like a full-time job and do a million things and to stress about.
Yeah.
Them.
And to be like
very annoying.
Emotionally available and like want to be vulnerable and want to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for everyone. I think the only advice I can give is just to let it rock.
Why? Just be okay feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Be okay with
well, you
it.
You have to find comfort in your discomfort. Everyone has to do that at some point in your life.
It's the worst.
If you can recognize that you're uncomfortable and say to yourself, okay, I'm uncomfortable and I'm just going to have to live through this for the next week or month or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. then it gets a lot easier because you understand that it's not a permanent state of being, that this is not you for the rest of your life. Yeah.
You guys, I have something to talk about.
Let's hear it, Greta.
That I want to share with our listeners. Mm-hmm. Will and I broke up. And that's all I want to say. But I felt like I should say it because I mentioned him earlier in the episode and I wasn't going to talk about it yet. But we broke up. And, you know, we're both feeling sad, but also mutually positive about it because we both needed to grow and evolve, and that's it.
Are you sad?
Yeah, I'm really sad.
I get it.
I'm really sad, but I just wanted to say that.
Don't
just
talk
so
about
it's,
it at all, or are we
should we discuss?
There?
We can talk about it a little bit. It's really nothing. It's like, it's hard, you know, it's hard to end a relationship where like seemingly nothing, like nothing with our relationship was like wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to end a relationship when nothing bad happens. Like, Will is the most wonderful guy on the planet. Like, he is truly one of the best people in the universe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I think that I had to show, both of us had to show, like, respect to ourselves and our future and decide that we needed to do, like, growing individually, you know? And it felt really mature. It felt like a very mature decision.
Respect your decision.
Yeah.
Your choice.
Yeah.
I think that's way better to have that conversation and to come to a resolve rather than to be unhappy and both feel like you're not getting what you want.
Yeah. And we're just both at a place where, like, you know, we only live once. We want to be happy.
You're both like YOLO.
We're both like YOLO. Yeah, we're both like YOLO.
I mean, also maybe there's the possibility that you come back together at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you
or
never
maybe
know.
Not. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. But like the.
I don't know what conversation.
Have
you guys
ever dated someone and then gone back together with them?
I have never. Actually, that's not true. I've done the thing where you like break up with someone and then you get back together with them like the next day, but it's never been like a
like broke up for 3 months.
Broke up for no, that's never happened to me.
I know. I feel like I'm like done and done.
Yeah,
I'm very like straightforward with my like dating. There's no sort of, you know, there's no. That's why I think area. I have an issue with dating in general. Is
a lot of
I'm
people
not,
do.
I'm not interested. I have like a hard time with the gray area stuff. I'm just very much like, I want this. I don't want this. This is it. Blah, yeah. blah, blah.
Well, on this note, I think we're going to take a little moment to hear from a sponsor.
Great. Lady Lovin' is also brought to you by Care Of.
I love Care Of so much because it is our number one stop shop for vitamins and supplements. It is the best place to get all of your vitamins and supplements because it's on the internet and it is a subscription.
Care Of is a new kind of vitamin company. Vitamins and supplements are one of the best basic ways to ensure you're meeting your body's nutritional needs.
And, you know, a lot of us don't really know what we should be taking. So what they do is you go on their website and you take this amazing survey that sort of sees, you know, what you're doing, what you're eating, what your lifestyle is like. And then they suggest to you the best things for your body. And best of all, their vitamins and supplements are the best ingredients out there.
And once you've signed up, you start receiving monthly shipments of vitamins.
And your vitamins come in these amazing personalized daily packs. So you don't need to worry about rummaging through a bunch of bottles, making sure you have the right amount. You can literally just toss your vitamin pack in your bag, get out the door, and you have them already ready for you.
And one of my favorite things about Care Of mm-hmm. is that you save money.
Yeah.
Because you
just save money because they have the best vitamins and you don't need to go out there.
Because it's their vitamins are cheaper than if you're going to your local health food store to buy vitamins.
Exactly. And you don't really know what you're getting. And Care Of just does it all for you. So you guys got to experience this because I love my chic little package that it comes in. And if you're pregnant, they also offer prenatal vitamins, which is so exciting too.
Yeah, because you want to know what? When you're pregnant, you have to take even more special care of your body because it's not just you anymore, girl.
No, it's a two for one.
It is.
It's a two for
one. It is.
So go to takecareof.com now and get a personalized recommendation with the offer code LOVIN, LOVIN, and get 50% off of your first month's order.
You guys, that's 50% off of your first month's order, which is kind of crazy.
I know. Just use the code LOVIN. You're going to love it. And we love you.
Bye.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Rent the Runway. Have you guys heard of Unlimited by Rent the Runway? It's their new subscription to fashion that gives you the keys to a rotating dream closet for work, weekends, or everything in between. I love it because for a flat monthly price, you can rent Unlimited and clothing and accessories from designers like Vince, Theory, DVF, Opening Ceremony, and more. You choose three pieces at a time, keep each one as long as you want, and then when you're ready for something new, you just swap any of your pieces for fresh styles. So our listeners today get 25% off of their first month. All you got to do is go to visit renttherunway.com/unlimited or download the iPhone app and enter code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N at checkout to get that 25% discount. Remember, renttherunway.com/unlimited and use code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N to get that 25% discount.
And we are back.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so Jilly has discussed her her question, her issue. I have disclosed my recent mm-hmm. breakup.
Now it's my turn.
What's popping in your life?
What's popping in your male life?
Well, not much is popping.
Yeah, no?
And I've decided that not much is going to be popping until 2018.
Oh, you're going to be like celibate?
I don't know if I'm going to be like celibate, but I'm taking a break from dating.
That's fun.
Everyone knows I had a really rough breakup earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like it's come back to life once or twice and then died again. Just sort of like in my mind emotionally. And I have found that dating other people is not really helpful for me. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not going down like a genuine path with people of being really open and available.
Mm-hmm.
And like dating when you're still not over somebody is like really hard.
Yeah.
You can like have fun at a dinner or whatever, and then you go home and you get sad again and you just like miss that person and you're just like feel awful. And I think that after a lot of reflection and getting naked with strangers, that taking the rest of the year off is what I got to do.
Honestly, when you're naked and alone is really when the reflection kicks in.
You know,
sometimes you got to bench yourself.
It's that.
You know, it's true. Sometimes you got to do a TO.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did a TO for a year once.
That's amazing.
I was really depressed as well, so maybe that was why. Yeah. I don't know if it was a decision, but.
Yeah. I don't feel depressed anymore, so that's not why. I have been thinking about it, and I talked to my therapist about it. I was like, genuinely, my focus, my primary focus in my life for the past like 4+ years has been to find the person that I love and make it happen.
Right.
And through that process, I really have lost a lot of myself, my self-confidence, my self-worth, my desire to put myself, you know, first in my life and in my relationship, or at least on the same plane as my partner, because I've been just so wanting to move my life forward in that way, which I think a lot of women do. And it's not like out of ego or pride. I genuinely am looking for a partner.
Right.
I don't want to be alone anymore. I'm over casual dating. But I just realized that I have put forth so much energy into this one piece of my life that it has really caused me to neglect other pieces of my life, mostly like my self-worth and like how I feel about myself,
right,
and just how I treat myself. And I think that I need to spend a few months like doing that and making myself a priority instead of going out on a bunch of dates, especially like when I'm not over my ex, and like just trying to figure out what I want my life to look like. And so just I'm starting to make decisions for myself again. And I think that is a good first step in like really moving forward and sort of reclaiming who I am and who I want to be and who I want to be with down the road. And so that's it. I'm taking the rest of the year off.
I feel like that's really smart. I do feel like it's so hard because, you know, obviously like to put, I think a lot of times we're like, okay, I'm only going to focus on work, or I'm only going to focus on like, you know, dating someone because that's what I want. And it's very hard to like find the balance and do both and feel like you're really excelling in both.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that like a lot of women struggle with.
I just don't have the space in my body right now to do it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's really hard.
Emotional bandwidth. It's taxing. It's like I have to just like pick a couple things and do those things well so that I can be like better and totally rebound from this.
Well,
so
if
that,
you're
like,
neglecting,
next year, I'm just like chilling.
Not even that. If you're doing all the things that you like that make you happy, like you'll probably meet someone.
And you also can't neglect yourself. You can't neglect yourself in all of this, because the half the reason why we get into relationships that don't work out is because it's like, and I've done it. We've all
done it. You're neglecting,
You're neglecting some part of yourself. Right. And in turn, it fucks with your relationship.
Yeah.
And you can't be the person you want to be in the relationship. And like, did you use the term hoodwinked earlier?
I did, but
it was about chili. I love that you use that. But then,
what is hoodwinking? I don't even know.
Like when you trick someone.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, also a movie. I think Hoodwinked is a movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Maybe.
I think it might be. I could be making that up. But then I think if you're not, you know, I think taking the time to really figure out what you need and reevaluate yourself and like figure out why you neglected certain parts of yourself and relationships and just what you need is like the only way that you're really going to find the person that you're supposed to be with. Or that you want to be with, because you need to be okay with the person you are as yourself.
Yeah, totally. 100%. And I think the past years, like, there's been a lot of growth for me there and just all kinds of stuff. I think that I'm becoming a more fully formed adult, as crazy as that is.
No.
And yeah, it's just been like a really like, transitional time for me for the past few years. And I'm just like ready for all of the pain and discomfort and anxiety to go away. Mm. And I think that the only way I can do that is by just putting myself first for a little while.
Yeah.
Like making myself the priority.
This is why, this is, I feel the same exact way.
You're loving.
Literally, Lo, I feel the same way. I feel like a huge reason why Will and I broke up is because like I also really needed to put myself first.
Yeah.
I needed to be like,
whether you know it or it's subconscious, right. your body tells it to you.
Yeah.
And my body has just been screaming at me to like grow the fuck up and take care of myself for
right.
a while. And so that's just what I'm going to try to do.
I know I say that I'm going to try and do this as I'm sitting here with
like, I'm going to slip and like not have sex with a boy this weekend, but
you know, whatever.
You know what? We're not going to date, whatever. I'm not going to like invest my feelings in you. I'll
also
just get dressed and go home.
You know what? Say you do end up meeting someone literally later today that you end up like falling madly in love with. So be it. You know?
Yeah, right. Correct.
But I think that what's important is your intention, which is trying to better yourself.
Totally.
And be better to yourself.
So that's what I wanted to share with the class today.
That's a great share.
This is like, I feel like we're at a like self-help group and we're all just talking about our feelings.
Is this self-helpy? You know what's funny?
I don't think it's self-helpy. I just think it's nice to be able to get what's inside your body outside your body.
I agree.
Via your mouth. And I'm not talking
about
vomit. One other thing I also would love to talk about is friends getting involved in your relationships.
What do you mean?
Like, you know when you obviously
you can't let that happen.
When you tell your friends you're dating someone or they tell you that they're dating someone, and of course everyone has an opinion. And I think it's very important to not always listen to what your friends have to say and to sort of do you because like the same way that your friends would be dating different guys than you're dating different guys and you guys are different people and you handle situations very differently. So I think that that's also important, is to like always go with what you personally
like your gut.
Feel. Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes using your friends as a sounding board can just be annoying and you can just get confused.
Yeah. And just start acting ways that you aren't sure you even want to do because you're unsure about, you know, I guess the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting, like as humans, because we need each other. Like we need to communicate. We have to be part of this like pack. Like we rely on each other, but it really is remarkable like how much like the opinions of other people can like fuck up the trajectory.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Someone's opinion can.
If you're not strong enough to just ignore them.
Someone's opinion can literally change exactly like the trajectory of your life.
Yeah.
Because
you buy into it enough.
Yeah. If you, that's another thing that was like learning to have like, learning to really be confident with yourself
and your own decision.
Yeah. And like to really own the decision that you're making.
For sure.
That's like number one. That's like to me number one step of growing up is like making a decision, being accountable for your decision, and like feeling confident in your decision.
Agreed.
So hard.
Yep.
I want to be pushed in a stroller.
I'll push you in a stroller. That's
like sometimes how I feel.
I want to
give you a massage
on a swing.
That's so easy.
Maybe we should.
How is that easy? Where's a swing?
The park.
There's not parks with swings.
Yes, there are.
All the parks in New York City say you can't come in here unless you have a kid.
Wait.
Very true.
So I can't go to any of these parks and swing.
I have a really good idea for a new video series for your Instagram.
What? Tell me.
You're going to be a baby.
Okay.
A stroller.
And you're going to be my mom?
And I'm going to be your mom. And I never have to be on camera. You can just like see like my wrists and like my feet and stuff. And like where I'm going to push you around New York and you're going to film yourself being an adult baby.
I'm
stroller.
Down. Let's
Honestly,
do it.
Then we can go to a park and I can go on a
and
swing.
And you can go on a swing. Yes, this is like a very
literally
fucked,
every park
demented
in New York.
You have Mag, you have Gregory.
I have Gregory. Now I'm going to have baby Greta.
Every park in New York, there's a sign that says you can't come in here unless you have a child.
Yes, don't worry. I'll dress
up
as baby.
Which I respect because there's so many fucking creeps in the world, but I also really want to go on a swing.
You guys, Gregory hasn't come out in a bit because I've just like have been kind of sad. And Gregory comes from like such a point of joy for me.
Well, maybe you should force a Gregory this weekend.
I am, because you want to know why? It's Gregory's favorite time of year.
Halloween?
Halloween.
What are you guys going to be for Halloween? Can I tell you what I'm going to be? Because I'm super, super excited.
Yes, what?
I'm going to be Britney Spears in the Oops, I Did It Again music video in the red pleather jumpsuit.
Did you buy it?
With the side part hair, half ponytail, and the makeup.
Hot. Did you buy the outfit?
Not yet.
Cool.
That's going to be hot. You're going to look Trey slutty, and you know I
no,
love...
No, I'm not, because it's going to be all covered.
No, but you're wearing a blah, blah, like a pleather body cons.
It's definitely tight, but it's not going to be no cleavage.
I mean, it's still going to be hot. I'm still going to want to grab that ass. Well, but only with your permission.
Good. It's looking good these days because I'm doing a lot of exercise.
You're doing a lot of squats. You're hitting a lot of SLT.
A lot of SLT.
I want to go to SLT. I'm scared I'm going to barf, though.
Strength, lengthen, and tone. Want to come?
I really wish I could. Could I? I can't. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
It's at 12:30.
Guys, guess what I'm doing after this?
Or you could buy an outfit there.
That's true.
I'm getting a chemical peel.
Live your life. I love getting a chemical peel.
I'm going to Dr. Gross and I'm getting a chemical peel.
That's great. You guys, my melasma on my upper lip really makes it look like I have a mustache a lot of the time, and it's becoming something that I'm obsessing over. And my dermatologist usually does a clear and brilliant treatment to me, but she couldn't this past time because I was in the sun.
I haven't noticed it once.
Ugh, man, when I'm popping off selfies, all that I see is my melasma lip.
Just a little facetune.
You know who, like, really, I should just facetune.
Just do a whole new face. Put a whole new face on. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just be a whole new person.
Wait, you guys, should we talk about my fave? Wait, hold on. I'm doing a double,
a two-parter. She's back.
I'm back with the two-parter of Heavy.
Let's hear the first cue. Yeah.
The first cue is Low. What are you dressing up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
What are we doing for Halloween?
I'm going to a house party. I don't know which one, but I've decided.
LDP is having a house party.
Uh-huh.
So...
Listeners, LDP is having a house party. You guys should also.
Okay, that'll be fun.
So,
what day?
Halloween.
On Halloween. Yeah. On Halloween proper. Halloween proper is Tuesday.
Could you guys please tell me what you're going to be for Halloween?
It's either going to be Friday or Saturday. Probably Saturday.
My friend.
The 28th.
My friend who will be in town from Los Angeles is having a party on the 29th also for his barf day.
Well,
could you please tell me
the,
what you guys are going to be?
Oh,
the
great.
Saturday the 28th.
Yeah.
I'm just wearing a Stranger Things t-shirt.
Cute. Where'd you get the Stranger Things t-shirt?
Low maintenance.
Low maintenance. Get it, punny.
LDP bought this t-shirt for me on Amazon for $9.
Cute. Great. So you're just going to be a Stranger Things advertisement.
Yeah, and I'm
going to
wear...
You're going to be a Netflix ad.
I'm going to wear just like... Cute, like high-waisted redone Levi's with my Stranger Things tee.
Gorgeous.
And like...
Little booty. Pop a booty on.
Isn't dressing up enough for me in this outfit?
I don't want to dress up.
All right.
I don't have the energy or the resolve.
Greta, what are you going
to
be?
Okay. Like, it's very hard for me to really nail down one idea that I want to be.
Okay, give me your top three.
Well, last year I dressed up as an Audi.
The belly button?
I dressed up as the Audi, the car.
The first thing I thought about was the belly button.
No. That's actually a hilarious idea. Last year, I dressed up as an Audi. The year before, I dressed up as...
Wait, how does someone dress up as a vehicle?
Did I not show you my pictures from last... I mean, I looked tray hot. I'll show you the photos.
Did you have a leather jacket on with the logo?
I was wearing... No, I made the logo my belt buckle. Okay. And I had like foil around my wrists and I put in my...
So you were a transformer.
And I put in my clip-ins and I had a long ponytail, you know, I was serving it.
Okay.
There are photos of me and Eric Best. Eric Best is dressed up as Sia and I'm dressed up as a car.
It's bizarre. Okay.
The year before that, I was like a hot James Bond with Sasha and like that was really fun. I've had some bad Halloween mishaps. Like I dressed up as like white trash one year, which was really upsetting.
Remember when you dressed up as your dog?
Yes, that was an amazing costume.
And she brought her dog out.
That was probably... I dressed up as Bernie, and I brought Bernie out, and Emily dressed up as garbage.
Yeah.
And there are photos of me pretending to pee on Emily as the garbage.
It's class. Those photos are
also
very
classy. Love that Emily... I love that my sister dressed up as garbage.
Your sister is so funny.
Well, that
was
a cute...
What do you want to be this year?
I don't know. I'm debating. I want to be Elvira, kind of, because I love Elvira. I also think it would be fun. I'm like looking at a peep right now. We're in the Fuck Jerry like sound room right now, and there's a peep stuffed animal. A peep could be very fun, but a peep could be misinterpreted for a Playboy bunny, correct. Which, unless I stuffed myself and made myself look like a fluffy marshmallowy peep, then we could be in rough territory.
Correct. The past few years, I've been Little Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have.
But this year, I just feel like being like Britney pre. Breakdown because I'm feeling more innocent.
I've always wanted to do Dolly Parton.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, I wanted to do Dolly Parton, but I really want to do Dolly right. Like, you can't do a half-ass Dolly.
I think you could do Dolly and just sing everywhere you go.
Full outfit, your titties, yeah, like, up to your chin.
I need to get a crazy wig. Yeah. I need to, like, really pop off. If I'm going to do Dolly, I need to do right by Dolly and, like, fucking do it. Like, yeah, it can't be, I'm wearing a bustier and a cowboy boot. Like, no, it needs to be Trey.
You just sing everywhere you went because you have a good voice. You could just sing Dolly Parton. You could just sing Jolene everywhere you go.
I sang Jolene, actually, at this amazing bar when I was in L.A. a few weeks ago, and I nailed it. Cool. Should we talk about sex in the last few moments of our show?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so, Lo, you're going sex-free, maybe, for a little bit.
Date-free. I think I'm just going, like, relationship-minded free. Like, boy-free, relationship-free.
That's great.
Probably sex-free.
That's great.
Because it just, like, makes me feel sad afterwards.
Yeah, I hear that 100%.
You know, like, you get to the point in your life where you have casual sex and, like, it's awful. Yes. Even if it's physically
good. And it's very empty feeling. Yes, I do 100%.
You guys, I got to that point after having sex for the first time 12 years ago.
What?
Okay. I could never have casual sex.
Oh, like, you knew that immediately about yourself. That was, like, something that I found out about myself, like after my early 20s, was that I liked it. I had so much casual sex, like, low, and now I just do not want to have casual sex at all.
I sometimes wish that I could have, like, felt more, like, free having casual sex. But it just never, I knew from day one, not for me.
It's weird.
It's too emotional.
Yeah, it feels empty.
I want to have casual sex in the sense that, like, I want to have sex with, like, people, but I need to like your brain. I can't just, like, fuck you because I want to get that dick.
I think there's nothing more,
an emotional connection.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing more empowering than understanding if you're comfortable or uncomfortable having casual sex.
Yeah.
Like, once you figure that out for yourself, it is so empowering.
Mm-hmm. I guess the thing is, I like having casual sex, but I am not interested in having, like, one night stands or, like, any of that shit. I'm down to have casual sex, but not like random ass dudes.
The number one thing I was never interested in was an STD.
Yeah, no one wants an STD, but I got an STD and I dealt with it.
Nobody wants an STD.
They're the fucking worst. You know who I ran into on the street yesterday? Mika. And we were talking about
Sustain.
Yes. And we were talking about how STDs are at an all-time high right now.
I feel like they're always at an all-time high.
I know, but they're, like, super booming and they're becoming antibiotic resistant. So, ladies, wrap that dick up with a condom.
Creepy.
Because it's gross.
And ask your sexual partner if they've been tested.
Have you guys put, do
that's
you guys
one
put
of the
on
sexiest
condoms?
Questions that you can ask. Do have you been tested?
It is. Do you guys put on condoms on dudes?
I have them put it on.
Depends. Have you ever done it?
Yeah.
I mean, I have before, but mostly I just toss it at them and I'm like, you do this.
I think porn has, like, fucked me up because actually I do. Are there, do you see condoms in porn?
No.
No.
So crazy. Remember in movies when girls would, like, put on the condom with it in their mouth? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's like, I don't want that in my mouth.
I don't either. I don't want latex in my mouth. Sorry. I think porn has, like, ruined a lot of sex for me.
I think that...
I heard a funny joke, like, the other day that was like, there doesn't need to be any more porn. Like, there's so much porn that exists in the world that was like, why do we keep making porn? There's already so much porn. There's always, like, and there's already, like, so much creepy shit out there. Like, why do we keep making porn?
Because I have porn ADD. Like, when I do
I guarantee if you watched every single porn video in the world, it would, like, you wouldn't even be able to get through them all. There's so many porn videos.
Of course not. There's, like, porn.
That's what I mean. So yeah. Why do we keep making it?
Why do we keep on making YouTube content?
Well, that's different. Okay, Greta. That is very different.
I mean, there's so much porn, and when I get into, like, a porn K-hole, I just end up, like, clicking through. By the end of it, I've watched, like, 5 seconds of 17 different porns, and I hate it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you watch porn ever, Jilly?
You know, these are things I like to keep to myself, Greta. You know, I am open, but I'm also...
Closed. She the store is open, but she's on a lunch break from 3:30 to 4:30. She'll be back.
I like to keep my
your porn habits
my
to yourself.
Sexual endeavors personal because I think that That's something that I take seriously.
Yeah, I hear you.
For myself.
No prob.
All right, well, is that all she wrote?
I think so. I'd like to say that my Lady Levin this week is Greta and Lel.
That's so fab.
And my mom.
I think that my Lady Levins are you too also.
I think my Lady Levins are you guys, of course. And you know who else I want to shout out? You know, wait, you guys.
Actually, you want to know who my Lady Levins are as well?
Huh.
All of the women that spoke out.
I was just about to say that. Harvey Weinstein. Also, and to Rose women, McGowan. Rose yes. McGowan, like, fucking yes. I love you, Rose McGowan. I also, yeah, to all of the women that spoke out. Everyone. Such bravery.
Any woman that speaks out against sexual harassment
mm-hmm.
is a lady love.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, I'm so happy because I hope that this brings change because it's fucking disgusting and sick and people like that should rot and die.
And I hope that, you know, there's all these like, you know, pretty successful actresses that have come out.
Yes.
And speaking against it and saying that they were sexually harassed. And I think that that is such a good thing for, you know,
all women to hear because you need to be strong,
not as successful or financially stable as them to be like, you know what? Like I'm not alone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a really great thing.
I want to answer a really quick listener question while we're on the topic. It'll take 1 second. Great. She DM'd me about how her CEO of her company comments on what she eats for lunch every day.
Fuck him.
Yeah, telling like
that's
she
crazy.
She makes delicious pesto for herself and she brings it to work.
Get it, girl. And this, I'm impressed by
yeah,
you.
Me too. And this motherfucker has the balls to be like, pesto's fattening and says it to her like every day.
I got a joke for you, girl. You go up to him and say, stop pestoing me.
Yes, that's actually very funny. But she wants to know what she should do. She feels like, I mean, low key, like that is like her, like
that's
stop.
Very annoying.
It's fucking rude. If I were you, next time he says something, I would just look at him and be like, you don't have to eat it. Like, stop. Please.
Yeah.
I would also just be like, bro, I eat this every day. You've already seen it. Like, let's move on.
I mean, it's
like,
so...
what's the next question?
It's so inappropriate. He's the CFO of her company. Like, what are you doing?
He's insecure.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's got a lot of fucking issues.
It sounds like he has a lot of issues. And it sounds like, you know what? Maybe his problem isn't you. Maybe it's the pesto. Maybe he had a bad experience
with
pesto.
Maybe he's jealous because he doesn't feel free enough to eat pesto.
Maybe he put himself on a diet and it doesn't include pine nuts.
Maybe he has celiac disease.
I think that's weird, and I think just try to ignore him until you can't, and then go to HR.
Yeah, I love
if
HR.
If you have an HR, go to HR.
Go to HR.
Like, how do I handle this pesto situation?
Yeah.
But also, don't take it personally. It's clearly his issue, not yours.
All right. Well, this was such a Gorgessa episode. We love all of our listeners. Thanks for listening.
Come to our live show.
Come to our live show.
November 12th, 4 p.m. Caroline's on Broadway.
Yep.
We will answer your questions.
Yep.
We will tell some jokes. I'm going to get a blowout. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great.
Dope.
Great. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.